Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, guys, we have a new president, and Joe Biden's hot. Do you guys know this? He's 78 now, but back in the day, JoJo BB was the original JB. He was original Justin Bieber, except he was Justin fucking my dreams.
Gabe, get the camera on me.
It's one camera.
Hold on.
They don't know this, dude. He's gonna give me a single.
No, I'm only doing it for the live ones.
Fuck.
He's gonna give me a single.
Okay.
All right, we're zoomed in very close.
Thank you.
Just your face, no neck.
Joe Biden. Young Joe? The hottest man you've ever seen in your goddamn life. I'm talking about he would be on the cover of a romance novel. This guy would be on a horse and you would get hard. That's what I'm saying.
This guy's rejecting Wheaties covers. You hear me? He heard Wheaties box and was like, nah. I'll get my own box. Pussy.
Dude, he's got so much pussy. His wife now, average. But I tell you what, that fucking box that Joe Box got before fucking Jill, yo.
Was he, what, he was wifed up during the Obama days, yeah?
I think so. Was Jill during the Obama years? Because I think his wife.
I don't know.
I think his wife kicked the bucket. Weird term.
What does that mean? You're leaving?
Dead.
I have a very dangerous set of searches up on your computer. From the last episode, I Googled, how old do you have to be to buy a gun? And now I'm Googling Joe Biden.
Dude!
Well, CIA is very closely watching. Maybe yes. They're fans of the podcast.
They like it.
I don't know.
Do you think that everyone's always watching?
No.
Really?
What do you mean?
Just the government. Are you one of those people that's like, fucking, it's in my toaster. The guy.
I think if they
listening.
Wanted to be, yeah. You're not somebody watching me right now?
No. No.
Which is funny because there probably are, and they're like laughing, like, ha 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 ha, because that's how they laugh, like a bunch of otters getting their bellies rubbed. But I think it's like, if you wanted to see where I was yesterday at 3 o'clock, there's probably a camera somewhere in the neighborhood or the street or something where you could be like, you could trace it out.
Yeah.
Trace it out. Dude, the internet is better FBI than the FBI sometimes. Like something happens and people are like, well, I think so-and-so did it because there's this camera. And then on their Instagram story, you can see the back part of a gun. And then he went like, it was crazy.
So imagine what the CIA can find. The CIA knows how big your dick is for sure. Right
you
now.
Think? Right now?
Yes.
Not good right now. I'm crossing my legs.
Well, not right this very moment. Oh, right but now, like, right it's scanned on, it's watched you jerk off before. The amount of people that have watched you jerk off. A lot.
I mean, we're all human. We all do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind if the FBI was like, sometimes we watch you jerk off. I'm like, all right, well, I don't know.
But yeah, knock twice. Let me know.
Yeah,
I'll have a viewing party.
I'm kind of hard.
I deleted Twitter off my phone for a week because the election was just aggressive and nobody was happy. And I went back on Twitter for the first time in like 9 days last night. Come to realize Twitter still horny. It's just a horny app. It's very interesting to me that half the app is people being like, this is a conspiracy theory, recount fucking Nevada, you goddamn hoax, son of a bitch, Jeff Gordon, finger my asshole. And then the next tweet is literally the girl fingering her asshole. And it's like, it's either politics or a pool ball in a girl's clit, and there's zero chill. Nobody's like, you want to learn how to make ravioli? No.
There's like 1% of 8,000 that do that.
But I think that's why everybody's going from Twitter to TikTok. It's hard to get political on TikTok. TikTok's just like, here's people dancing and here's how to make like my, and just like, here's cooking. All my feed is just people cooking.
You know what's insane? And I realized the whole like algorithm through watching that documentary on Netflix, like sort of how loosely how the algorithm works. Because I watched like one golf video and now my feed is inundated with golf videos.
Yeah, well, it also sucks because like I watched through one of these like shitty pranks because I was like, there's no way this is so annoying. This person is not like I did not like them as a person.
Those are cringy. The fake prank ones are the fucking worst. Cringy.
And I watched through to be like, how is this even a real video? And now TikTok's like, you want more of this video? I'm like, no. Oof. Now it's all it is. The pranks on TikTok are, I mean, the audience has got to be to like people who just learned how to open their eyes the day before. Like there's nobody watching that that'd be like, this is real. It's worse than porn acting.
Dude, there was literally an account that you showed me that I was watching and it makes me so fucking angry. Like everyone's in on the prank and there's some snake or some shit. Some weird, clearly fake snake.
The person is sitting like 2 feet away and then they look at the camera and go, shh, bitch. They saw you set up the fake can of beans. And then the reaction's like, ah.
Oh, no, there's a snake in the beans. Go to acting conservatory.
What is the longevity in that?
Zero.
Is somebody going to be the next like David
that.
Blaine?
They don't think like that.
That is true.
They go, oh, this
followers.
Followers.
Famous, David
famous.
Dobrik.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
especially these fake ass shit. It's
well,
oh
that's
my
the thing
God.
With the, it's all shock value stuff, you know, because it went like pranks used to be a lot more raw, and then they were a YouTube towards the end of like YouTube prank era got, you know, they're all actors and paid people, but now it's even worse because it's not even like paid people. They're just like, I'm gonna prank my mom, and the mom's like, she's a mom. She doesn't fucking know. She doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah,
she's like, I'll help with your little video, honey, and it has like 10 million views, and then the mom's just gonna recognize that a fucking Ross.
Dude, you're not classically trained actor.
You're not.
You suck. You suck. You know what you're good at? Making BLTs, bitch. That's what you're good at. You came in. Whoa, weird.
There was a phase on YouTube where the pranks were actually terrifying. And I, like, they would, and it's all clickbait. And I don't know if any of them were scripted or not at this point. But it would just be a bunch of, like, white kids being, like, blank, blank in the hood. It'd be like.
Oh, I saw
it. It'd be like stealing somebody's shoes in the hood prank. And then they would go somewhere and sometimes they'd get their ass beat. And I was like, yes, more of that. Because yes. The prank people don't see the downside of it. But it's like watching somebody get their ass handed to them who deserves it. And I'm like, yeah.
That is the best.
Nothing makes me happier than when somebody does a messy prank or like an annoying prank. Like they throw rice in the air, like a Home Depot, and it goes everywhere. And they're like, oh, where'd that come from? And then the comments just berating them. Be like, yo, somebody has to clean that up. What the fuck, man? This is fucked. Like,
yeah,
that's somebody's
job.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, come on, guys. Get him.
Dude, there's this one guy. I think he's on TikTok, whatever. He had this one prank where he would go to, like, the hood and then pull people's pants up.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Bro, there was one that was so scary. He pulled the pants up. Well, there's two, right? He pulled the pants up and
I think
gun fell out,
yeah.
But there's other one where he pulled his pants up and they cut before he got his ass beat, but he got his ass beat. Like, there's no way.
Yeah. But those are like, I think they're heavily relying on the fact that they're like, it's real. But the second they're about to swing, like, yo, it's a prank. That was a whole like meme. Like, it's a prank. Like, you could do whatever you want. Then just yell, it's a prank, you know?
Yeah, but that would honestly make me more angry.
In this anime, yes.
Yeah. If someone tried to pull my pants up and they were like, oh, I did it because whatever, fine. But if you did it for like, to create, so you're making a mockery of me? Well, we're fighting in a Home Depot.
Well, also,
I'm
yeah,
fighting.
Like, why are you trying to make me look bad on the internet? I mean. Yeah, I'm going to use that for now. Get pulled over. It's a prank. I was speeding. It's a prank. I came too quick. It's a prank.
When's the last time you got a ticket?
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't got a ticket in so long. Like, I haven't had an officer pull me over. This is the most nerve-wracking shit in the fucking world.
Yeah, I got pulled over from my tent.
Oh, you did?
Not recently. Recently within, like, it was after, like, maybe, like, three years ago.
Yeah.
But it was one of those where I think I was driving over the speed limit, and then, like, I was just, like, I don't know. Like, I think he had some other call, and he's like, I'm going to just give you, like, a fucking...
Yeah. I got pulled over for a left, and for doing an illegal left, and I was high. And I'm never high. Never high. Ever. And I was panicking. It was one of those things where I'm like, what's in my car? Nothing. Golf clubs and some old Gatorade in your trunk. That's it. But I was flipping out. And he just gave me a warning. This was I lived here. This was like 4 years ago, something like that. I had my old car. Remember that? Fucking, oh my God.
How are your sneezes? I realized this morning I'm starting to get old man sneezes where you sneeze with your whole face. Do you ever get that? My whole body like projects backwards. My whole head goes. Kff. It's like it's mouth, it's nose, it's everything. It's just, big.
Do you feel like you have to do that?
I'm getting it all out.
Okay.
I'm not restricting.
I.
But it's only in the morning.
When I do no restrictor plate sneezes, those feel great. I really just, you know what it's like? You ever have a girl over and you can't, you're not in the shit in front of you phase yet, and you're holding it in. You've had a coffee. You've had a lobster roll. You've had all types of shit.
You had a laxative as a fucking dare.
Yeah. And then you, all you want her to do is leave. You're making up things. You're like, oh man, I have a meeting. Shoot. Oh, darn it. And she finally leaves. And then you go to the bathroom, bro, and you just fucking.
You're counting down.
Oh.
The second the door closes, you're like, I'm praying to God she didn't forget her keys.
Yeah.
Because the second she's like, Trevor, I actually. And you're just. Deep.
I mean, it is
deep. Pants are hanging on the shower. They're not even on.
I ripped
legs
them off.
Spread. Full eagle. Look like I'm giving birth.
Those are the best ones. Those? When you got a fucking full ass, when you have to take your drawers off to get a fucking better
sometimes
leverage.
Sometimes I get so excited. I just like throw them down.
Yeah, but it's funny because the regular ones, you don't have to do that. But like you feel it in your stomach, you go, I need more leverage.
You know what's more very anticlimactic though is when you get fully naked and it's just a little poop. Just a little one. You're like, oh, this.
You ever have a poop and you're like, I need to take a shower. I have to take a shower because it is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go, usually the first, I mean, this is not great talk to, but you go one wipe and you're like, this would be a doozy.
Yes. When you're like, all right, so either I waste all my toilet paper or I take a shower. Do I use a loofah now? I think I have to have a loofah.
Yeah, have we talked about a bidet before? Have you ever used one?
Yeah, almost came.
Knowing what I know now about you, that's very on brand.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now.
Yeah. Warm it up.
Tomorrow's the 1 year anniversary of me and the lady. If you don't think I'm getting a Super Soaker 9000 right on the taint.
Dude, you don't think I'll put a fucking Louisville Slugger right in there? You're fucking lying.
I have a baseball bat at my house.
I know you do.
What should I do for the 1 year? What'd you guys do for some 1 year? What should I do? Well, how do I spruce it up? I can't do bed frame shit because I have weak ass lamps and those come flying off.
Right.
There's nothing worse than doing handcuffs and then the lamp falls. You're like, well, I'm soft.
Oh, hold on. You put the handcuffs around the lamps?
Well, no. The bed frame, what are those bitches called?
Headboards.
Backboard.
Backboard.
It's not a bed.
It's a backboard. I looked it up. It's called a backboard.
Stop fucking him up.
No, it's a backboard. I nut on it and then it's like a layup. Bing, bing, goes into it. So backboard, headboard.
Headboard.
Headboard, right? But it's just like it's just a blank wood piece. There's no like holders or anything on it.
Oh, well then you put like a rope or like a piece of vinyl like behind the whole headboard. And so you bring it like this and there's two little ties and you tie it like that. So she's behind the headboard, but it's not.
Oh, she getting tied up? I was practicing last night myself. It's really hard. I couldn't get out of it. I had one of those Chinese fire drills. Is that what it's called? I woke up with one of them on my penis. Oh, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.